Chapter 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brothers the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up its doors. They sanctified it as far as the Tower of the Hundred and as far as the Tower of Hananel. And the men of Jericho built next to him. And next to them Zakur son of Imri built. The sons of Hasaniah built the fish gate. They laid its beams, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them, Meremoth the son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz made repairs. Next to them, Meshullam the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel made repairs. Next to them, Zadok the son of Bana made repairs. Next to them, the Tokoites made repairs, but their nobles did not put their necks to the work of their lord. Joiada the son of Paseah and Meshullam the son of Beso they repaired the old gate. They laid its beams, and set up its doors, and its bolts, and its bars. Next to them, Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Moronathite, the men of Gibeon, and of Mitzpah, repaired the residence of the governor beyond the river. Next to him, Uziel the son of Hahiah, goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah one of the perfumers made repairs, and they fortified Jerusalem even to the broad wall. Next to them, Rephaiah the son of Hur, the ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Next to them, Jediah the son of Harumaf made repairs across from his house. Next to him, Hattush the son of Hashabniah made repairs. Malchijah the son of Harim, and Hashub the son of Pahat-Moab, repaired another portion, and the Tower of the Ovens. Next to him, Shalem the son of Halahesh, the ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, he and his daughters, made repairs. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They built it, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and 1,722 feet 6 inches, of the wall to the dung gate. Malchijah the son of Rechab, the ruler of the district of Beth-Hachcherem repaired the dung gate. He built it, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Shalem the son of Kalhosa, the ruler of the district of Mitzpah repaired the fountain gate. He built it, and covered it, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and the wall of the pool of Shelah by the king's garden, even to the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the ruler of half the district of Bethsa, made repairs to the place opposite the tombs of David, and to the pool that was made, and to the house of the mighty men. After him, the Levites made repairs, Rehum the son of Bani, and next to him, Hashabiah, he ruler of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their brothers, Binui the son of Henadad, the ruler of half the district of Keilah made repairs. Next to him, Ezra the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mitzpah, repaired another portion, across from the ascent to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him, Baruch the son of Zabai earnestly repaired another portion, from the turning of the wall to the door of the house of Eliashib the high priest. After him, Meremoth the son of Uriah the son of Hakoz repaired another portion, from the door of the house of Eliashib even to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him, the priests, the men of the plain made repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs across from their house. After them, Asarid the son of Maiah the son of Ananiah made repairs beside his own house. After him, Binui the son of Henadad repaired another portion, from the house of Asarid to the turning of the wall, and to the corner. Palal the son of Uzai made repairs opposite the turning of the wall, and the tower that stands out from the upper house of the king, which is by the court of the guard. After him Padiah the son of Perish made repairs. Now the Natinim lived in Ophel, to the place over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that stands out. After him the Tokoites repaired another portion, over against the great tower that stands out, and to the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, everyone across from his own house. After them, Zadok the son of Imam made repairs across from his own house. After him, Shemaiah the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate made repairs. After him, Hananiah the son of Shelemiah, and Hanun the sixth son of Zalaph, repaired another portion. After him, Meshullam the son of Berechiah made repairs across from his room. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths to the house of the Nati Naim, and of the merchants, made repairs over against the Mifkar gate, and to the ascent of the corner. Between the ascent of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs.